Okay. How my body is and how I always think about it. Am I a good son? How can I tell you if I didn't like it? How often do I lie? How I was really, really attracted to that statue in the park. How I cried at the parade. How love is love misses the point, which is actually more just sex is sex. How can I excuse myself from exhausting conversations? How can I be more easy? How can I break my patterns? How can I have a good time at the barbecue? How listening is hearing something I don't agree with and not immediately opening my mouth. Can you give up without losing?
Hi, I'm Stuart Legere, and this is my second thought. If I have to remember something fast, I will send myself a text. And these are the last number of texts I have sent myself. A Montreal phone number. What appears to be an Oklahoma phone number. Sensu updated bio. The Book of Salt. The Salvation Army. Bike rack. He could split a $9 bill into three parts. Dress from Louisa. This is my star. Water bears. Slow learners. Bipocalypse. A picture of me eating a popsicle. Text Karen. Sound advice. Never mirror. A picture of Snow White singing with the words, "This could be you," underneath. Your money is under the mattress. A drifting hunter. A picture of an empty room. A naked picture of myself. Women's hats through time. Hi, this is Stuart Legere, and here's my third thought. I've been away from home for 2 months, and last night was the first full night I spent home alone in my apartment. I looked around, and these are some things that stood out to me. On a shelf, a ceramic urn I took from my grandmother's house before she died. Inside, there's two dried roses, one for me and one I was supposed to give to someone, I forget who. On my fridge, a card that says, "If you can practice even while distracted, you are well trained." On my fridge, a picture of me drawn by a friend's kid. In it, I'm holding a glass of wine as big as my head. A piece of origami I bought from a kid at the market. She said it was a dinosaur's foot, but honestly, I don't see it. The beautiful writing desk given to me by Tyler before he left for Chicago. A painting of a swing set balanced on the edge of a volcano. I used to have another one in the series, a swing set floating in deep space. I wonder where that went.
Hi, I'm Stuart Legere, and this is my fourth thought. This morning, I woke up thinking about New Year's. I really don't make resolutions because IMHO, guilt is bullshit, and a very poor motivator, but I do love New Year's. I love the arbitrary reboot of intention. A few years ago, in a moment of weakness, I broke tradition and resolved this at midnight. This year, don't take unsolicited advice, parentheses, to heart. Last year, I did it again. I wrote myself a poem and read it aloud to myself at midnight. It read, "This year, a reminder, you are mostly the inside parts." Hi, I'm Stuart Legere, and this is my fifth thought. An example of something I might say to myself or share with someone else so they could say it to themselves, if either of us thought we needed it, and if we thought that it was true. Hey, sit calmly inside whatever you do. Outside that is chaos, but inside that is calm. And inside the calm, a fucking storm. And inside the storm, a dead silent pool. Inside that, an awful fire. Inside that, a whole new sky. Inside that, a brawl. And somewhere inside, the inside, under a pile of garbage, unsuspecting, just what I always wanted to say. Just what I always meant to say. Just who I always longed to be. Hi, I'm Stuart Legere, and this is my sixth thought. I have a game with my friends. List funny things to do while crying. Crying while peeling an orange. Crying while playing marbles. Crying while swimming. Now I'm thinking about all the different things that can make you cry. Ending a relationship, death, stubbing your toe, fear, cutting onions, nostalgia, on and on. The first time I can remember seeing my dad cry, I was a little kid and my cousin and I were out in the country and we wandered off and got lost in the woods for hours. It was dark. Eventually we found the road, picked a direction, and walked back to what we hoped was home. Hours later, we heard someone calling our names, and there was my dad, flashlight, searching, crying in the road. It was also the first time I remember hearing him swear, "You scared the shit out of me." I'm not going to have children, and it strikes me that my child getting lost is one thing that will never make me cry. Hi, I'm Stuart Legere, and this is my seventh thought. There's a tall, curved restaurant that sits on top of a hotel in my town. A few years ago, I was walking down the street and it came into view, and I thought, that's not a rotating restaurant. I'm 33 years old. As a child, I must have learned that rotating restaurants were round, and this building is round, so I just assumed and never went back in to correct the thought. It's not that I actively thought the restaurant on top of the hotel was rotating. Of course, I knew it wasn't. But the germ of the thought still lived in my brain, and it took an active intervention to fix it. Because I never went in and clarified, some small, young part of me still held this silly little thought to be true. I wonder how many of those are in there. Probably a lot. Probably many. I'm sure some of them are cute, like that one. And I'm sure many aren't. Where are the ones that affect the way I feel about people I've never met? What about the ones that collect and influence how I see the world and my place in it? I need to go in there. I need to catch them all. This is probably going to take a while. I should get to work.
Hi, my name is Stuart Legere, and this is my eighth thought. Today I worked in a building from early morning until nightfall, 12 hours. I arrived when the building was full and didn't leave until long after it emptied out. So that has me thinking about lifespans, and I'm reminded of my parents' marriage and how flowers open and close, and about fruit flies, dead friends, dead friendships, bad ideas, best before dates, electronics, half-lives, epochs, prejudices, fashion, drunkenness, orgasms, romances, how long food stays hot, flights, more specifically the time in between accelerating and taking off, the time in between eating and feeling full, how long I think about what you say when you tell me how you feel, and now I'm thinking about formulas, how they can describe the birth and death of a problem, and how we long for elegance in their expression, and about sleep, and how it's a fertilizer, you know. Lifespans.
Hi, I'm Stuart Legere, and this is my eighth thought. Well, thought 8.1. I cheated today, and I have two. 8.1. What to do? Go dancing, go to shows, see friends, go to things, or get in the car and leave, go camping, visit my mom, find a lake. This feeling, when I'm in a city, I need to be a part of it. Compelled to get out, to sit in cafes, show up at events, be an active participant in the fray, not always central to the action, but a proud and present cog. Conversely, when in the country or traveling far away from home, this feeling I could be happily absorbed into the green or the blue, never to return to civilization. Sell it all, metaphorically. I don't have anything to sell. What is the word for that feeling, that pull in different directions? I know on some level, as a queer person, I want to be seen because I spent an unrefundable portion of my life unseen. But what about that other, seemingly opposite thing, the desire to be absorbed? The undeniable suspicion I get when walking in a field, for example, that I could happily keep walking away and never look back. Some days I long to be racing in the race, and some days I want to be the man disappearing down the dusty dirt road. And this is thought 8.2. I'm contemplating my inner voice today. It always says, "You're right," but here's what I'm thinking. That can't be true.
Hi, I'm Stuart Legere, and this is my 10th thought. I took the sentence, "What would we do without each other?" and put it into an anagram generator. An anagram is a word or phrase formed by rearranging the letters of another. People often interpret the new word or phrase to deepen their understanding of the original. Often these same people believe in God, or astrology, or psychics, or that the moon landing didn't happen, but not always. So, for example,
You could take the word morning and make it gin norm, and then say something like, sounds about right, or something like that. Anyway, I took the sentence, what would we do without each other, and put it into an anagram generator. It spit out hundreds and hundreds of new words and phrases in myriad combinations, and none of them made any sense at all. Today I'm thinking about tearing things apart and building things from the pieces. Sometimes the new thing is vaguely familiar, like how a baby can look like your great-great-grandfather, and sometimes it's just not. And you have to learn to love it from scratch. Hi, I'm Stuart Legere, and this is my 11th and penultimate thought, which is really just a memory. About 3 years ago, I was artist-in-residence at Videofag, the now-closed queer performance space in Kensington Market in Toronto. I was sitting alone in the middle of the space, in the middle of the night, at a table, drinking wine, writing. It was Valentine's Day. It was the night Ellen Page came out. Earlier, I had been waiting for a guy to come meet me for a date, but I wasn't waiting anymore. It was clear he wasn't coming. I remember how quiet it was, and the glow from my computer screen. I remember crying, and feeling very happy to be queer. I remember the wine was dry. I remember looking outside and seeing someone I knew from Halifax jumping a fence across the street and thinking, we're 2,000 kilometers away from home, but I'm not going to wave. It was one of those super rare moments in life where everything felt clear and everything felt balanced. I felt so alive, I felt so lonely, and so sad, but so happy, very conflicted, very excited. I felt supported, but also abandoned. I was broke, but content. I was worried. I was ready. Maybe like what the feeling feels like right before you bungee jump, or when you eat something that's hot in some places and cold in others. I remember thinking, I can do this, and feeling equally brave and like a liar. And looking back, I was probably, basically, right. Hi, I'm Stuart Legere, and this is my 12th and final thought. I have a tattoo on my back, in between my shoulder blades. It's four words stacked on top of each other. Believe, behave, behold, become. It's something a mentor said to me years ago, and for whatever particular reason, whatever alchemy, they have always had a profound resonance with me. For years before I went on stage, I'd reach my arm awkwardly around my back, touch the tattoo, and think to myself, believe everything you're about to do. Behave as though you do. Behold the world around you. Become the thing you want to become. It was all very complicated, and I can't be sure it ever worked. I don't really do that anymore because my rituals have changed, I guess, but more and more I find myself thinking about the words in my day-to-day, like, believe people when they tell you about themselves. Behave is now more like unbehave, like notice the moments when I add shit I don't need, when I say things I don't mean, when I lie. Behold, I mostly just repeat and repeat. Behold, behold, behold. And become remains elusive, probably as it should. I don't know. Honestly, the poem is so much better without the explanation. The poem resonates. The poem endures. The poem abides. The poem is a secret. The poem is the thing. I imagine you have one, right? Maybe just show it to me. Don't explain it. It's better that way.